Hey gang, welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, the place you go for free speech. And if you want to keep that speech free, it ain't cheap, I'll tell you. You got to go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. You have to click on the donate button and you got to send shekels because free speech ain't cheap. All right. And then also, you know, you all know I keep kosher. And does he keep kosher? I mean, keep non-kosher. And so I have non-kosher certified tin foil. I have non-kosher certified saran wrap. I've got non-kosher certified pork relish. You got to be careful of that because if you're not careful, you get the Heinz. That's kosher certified. You don't want that stuff. You don't want kosher pork relish on your non-kosher pork, right? Mark, doesn't that make sense?
Certainly makes sense to me. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's why you go to nationalbugle.com and download the Kosher-tified app. So you too can have non-kosher certified pork relish on your non-kosher pork. It makes sense. It's just science. So do that. Well, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yes, good to be on, and I don't know whether your brief technical addition to the show is going to be right now, or whether it will follow the news summary. You guys,
well, here I think this is what we're going to do,
okay.
Because a lot of people watch the Tucker Carlson show, and last night on the Tucker Carlson show and a lot of other shows, they reported that Senator Rand Paul, as part of the impeachment proceedings, you know, the senators are allowed to ask questions. Now, they can't ask the questions of the lawyers, you know, the House managers like Adam Schiff and Jared Nadler. They can't ask the questions directly. They have to submit written questions to Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts.
I understand it's beyond the rules to ask Chief Justice Roberts if he's gay. Isn't that correct?
It might not conform with Senate protocol.
Yeah, that's right. It could be a problem. I understand. Anyway, go ahead.
Could be a problem. But that's not what Senator Rand Paul's question was about. Senator Rand Paul's, I don't know what his question was about, but I do know that in the body of the question was the name of the whistleblower. And the Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts declined to read it. He refused to read it because he is not going to speak the name of he whose name must not be spoken. There is another guy whose name's not supposed to be spoken. But anyway, there is one guy. He may not be willing to speak the other guy's name, but he is willing to speak the whistleblower's name. You know who that would be?
Eric Sciarabella?
Well, no, the name of the guy who would speak his name.
Oh, Mr. Roberts?
No, Mr. Roberts wouldn't. It's Engelbert Poindexter. Engelbert Poindexter, not only is he willing to speak the name, he is willing to sing the name on his new, brand new single. It is a 78 RPM single. He's also been kind enough to let me release it on my BitChute channel, so you can see it there. At nice 19... 78 RPM single, and I think Mr. T has it queued up. Mr. T, are you ready to drop that single?
Cheramella, Cheramella, they won't name you. Yet everyone in Washington knows who you are. Is it only 'cause the Democrats protect you? And the Jewish media makes you a star. They call you a whistleblower, Cheramella, accusing Trump at the behest of Adam Schiff. Many schemes have been brought us by your masters. The Jews are lying, the Goys are dying. A Russian war, a euphoria, Cheramella, or just a CIA spook glowing in the dark. You'll get a book deal, Cheramella. Or is this your way to help the Judaica? Many schemes have been brought us by your masters. The Jews are lying, the boys are dying. A Russian war, are you for real, Cheramella? Or just a CIA spook glowing in the dark? Cheramella, Cheramella.
You know, Nat King Cole is rolling over in his grave because he wants to stand up and give it a standing ovation.
Are you really going to make me do this news summary after that before the break?
Well, okay. So his name is Eric Cheramella, and he is a CIA spook.
It's Cheramella.
Cheramella.
Yes.
Cheramella. It's spelled the Italian way, C-I-A-R-A, and then M-E-L-L-A, Cheramella. Eric Cheramella.
The first three letters of his name are very significant.
Oh, I didn't, gosh.
C-I-A, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even catch that. Cheramella, wow. So, I hope everybody enjoyed that. I had a bootleg version of it a month or two ago that I played, but this is the real recording. This is the 78 RPM record.
Wow. So,
wow. Okay. Maybe now we can go on to the news summary.
Yes. Keeping in mind, of course, that the release that Dr. Slattery just played has now displaced David Duke's White Christmas as being the number one hit currently this week on alt-right radio. So keeping that in mind, this thing is really going hot. And it's only here at National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network where you can actually hear trash like this. But nonetheless, we enjoyed it. And this stuff is true, folks. This stuff is true. Yeah, we're having a day-to-day where we are merging truth with what we hopefully dedicated to in terms of humor, but it's humorous because it's also true. Well, let's get to the news summary, and I'll try and go as fast as I possibly can. The impeachment circus. Murkowski of Alaska and Alexander of Tennessee now indicate that they will vote against the call witnesses, and as I said on Twitter, this is a question of the Democratic Party's rejection of a baseball card trade. One John mm-hmm. Bolton for two Bidens. Mm-hmm. So once that baseball trade was off. Yeah, once that baseball card trade was off, now it appears that Murkowski of Alaska and Alexander of Tennessee will vote no on having witnesses, which spares the entire country of John Bolton. So yeah. This should be a moment of bipartisan applause, the fact that Bolton apparently will not get his day on television. And last but not least, folks, as long as we're talking about John Bolton at the beginning of the news summary, who was it that provided the NSA security screening to get John Bolton's book published? A guy named Vindman, Alexei Vindman, who just happens to be the brother of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, our favorite Ukrainian Jew in the American national security.
Yeah, the future defense minister of Ukraine. That's really amazing. That's the Jew d'etat at work. And so it doesn't matter it really doesn't matter if Trump's impeached or if he's reelected. They're getting what they want. And I think Trump is hapless. Is that the right word? Hapless. That regardless of his intentions, he's really not getting anything done and doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to do it. And it's kind of pitiful watching these rallies because he's good at the rallies, but he's talking about the wall getting built and all these illegal aliens he's deporting. And you know, none of it's true. It's just not happening. He's going to campaign in a fantasy world and he'll probably be reelected. I have a question. So, you know, as a matter of principle, I can understand with just wanting to put this whole impeachment process, you know, stick a fork in it because it's done. But in practical terms, having Bolton up there, if he could be grilled by people who kind of oppose what he's been doing, I don't know if other than Senator Rand Paul, there would be anybody who would be willing to ask him tough questions. But maybe there would be. Maybe there are partisan Republicans who just resent him only because he's betraying Donald Trump. But don't you think that having this circus carry on a few more weeks, it might really just disgust people in a good way? Plus, it keeps Warren and Sanders and Klobuchar kind of bogged down and unable to campaign.
Yeah, let me give you an illustration of how right you might be before I continue with our other news stories. I was on the road this week, which is why I don't have some things up on our big board that we'll get up there tomorrow, folks, if you will bear with me, those of you who watch this this big board of ours when you are listening to us on RBN. A lot of those stories will make it up tomorrow, hopefully. I didn't get them up before this broadcast simply because I've been recovering a little bit from being gone for 4 or 5 days. I was having some very fine discussions with Charles Bousman of Russia Insider for 4 or 5 days in the East Coast and traveling through places like Chicago and Philadelphia. But at any juncture, coming back to San Antonio, I had to hang out in Chicago O'Hare Airport for a few additional hours because of weather. In the famous Rush Street Bar in downtown Chicago, and of course I'm familiar with Chicago from days of old when I spent about 10 years of my life there, both in college and in graduate school, but now at the O'Hare Airport, there is a version of the Rush Street Bar there. So I went into the Rush Street Bar, and there were two or three gentlemen sitting there in business suits who are glued to ESPN, and I sat with them, and all of a sudden, this lady who just looked like she might be a clone of Elizabeth Warren, walked up to us at the bar, and she said to us collectively, "Gentlemen, is it okay if I ask the person behind the bar to switch off ESPN and to turn over to Wolf Blitzer on CNN for the latest on the impeachment proceedings?" And one of these guys with a business suit on said in a really sarcastic tone of voice, looking right at this woman, he says, "What do you think?" At the same time that he did a most ungentlemanly thing and he exhibited his middle finger to her. Now, the only reason I tell that story on the air is because I think the American people collectively are getting increasingly sick of this, and the longer this circus goes on, however you feel about Donald Trump, however you feel about Russiagate and Ukrainegate, however you feel about all the things that could be discussed in these hearings that won't be, because both of the major parties have a collective interest in keeping this stuff quiet, both in terms of the CIA-inspired coup in the Ukraine in February 2014, as well as the Republican and Democrat commitment, at least in terms of the power mongers in their respective parties, To Israel's desire to involve the United States in a potential third world war by getting it all kicked off by attacking Iran. These are the kinds of things that will never come up in these hearings, and so we're hearing a lot of nonsense going back and forth between Adam Schiff and Alan Dershowitz, which is a major Jew versus Jew confrontation that gets into the larger issue of the false dialectic that I believe is being presented in these hearings. So people are getting increasingly sick of this. They're wondering what in the world their government is doing about those issues that most affect their daily lives. At the same time that the Schiff Dershowitz circus continues, an increasing number of people across the political spectrum who can think at all are simply asking that this whole thing be shut off. The longer it goes, the more I think it backfires in the Democratic Party. That's my reading of this thing. Again, whatever you think of Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, this is, you know, our show where we go through the news summaries and whatnot. But we do happen to be doing it live today. And yes. So, although as a rule, I'm not taking callers, we do have a call from Glenn from Philadelphia. Let's see what's on Glenn's mind. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Hello, Dr. Slattery. Hello, Mark. I felt compelled to let you know that I found your musical interlude to be only mildly amusing. I did not bust out in a guffaw. But it did leave a wisp of a Mona Lisa smile on my face.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. I'll let Engelbert know.
Very good. And Dr. Mark just said something about Jew versus Jew. Isn't that a Mad Magazine comic?
That was Spy versus Spy, but that was Jew versus Jew, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, yes. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
You too.
God bless you. Should I continue before the break?
Yeah, well, you know, and speaking of Mad Magazine, do you have any stories about Pete Buttigieg?
Oh yes. Let's continue. Let me say, first of all, that the overall context of our show today is probably Trump's so-called deal of the century, which I compared on Twitter to being offered a bowl of bat soup and an all-expense-paid trip to Wuhan, China, at least if you're a Palestinian. And it's in that regard that we then get to some of the next stories on our news summary, the second of which involves our old friend Pete Buttigieg. Electronic Intifada has a very fine piece out there by Omar Karmi of Power Suits. It has been reposted as well at antiwar.com as the lead story. And this is entitled Trump's Win-Win Plan Hands Israel Everything. If you read nothing else that we'll have on the big board tomorrow, folks, take a look at that story. That leads us then to Pete Buttigieg and Middle East Eye. Boy, here's a real surprise for you. Buttigieg backtracks, we are told today, on pledge to leverage aid to Israel. Speaking to a liberal Jewish group, Pete says that he doesn't think it's too good an idea to leverage aid to Israel on the basis of what they're doing on the West Bank. Noteworthy there to repeat what we have repeated before in this show in recent times. Pete Buttigieg is the leading recipient of Jewish money of anyone running in the Democratic Party.
Wow,
and we'll get back to the rest of the news summary.
That is saying something. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the show. Back. So, Mark, you know, we have this show, and then we both appear on David Duke's show, and then, of course, we've got, you know, a lot of links between this show and the Rents Network. A lot of people who are on both shows. Jeremy calls into both shows. He's on this show. Mark Collett's on both.
And now Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's show out of England, the so-called Generation Show, which originally was running only on Eurofolk Radio, that's now been picked up by Rents in terms of replays. So there are a lot of interesting interconnections here, which I think are very healthy.
Right, and Farron Schoaf's. And I was thinking, you know, so what do you call it? Because, okay, so you've got the Daily Stormer, and you got the TRS network, and unfortunately they're feuding with each other, which is kind of a shame. But then you've got us. What do you call it? And I was thinking, let's call it the Rents RBN Boomerplex. What do you think?
That would be the name of our show.
name of the, because, you know, it's, we got these two different networks, but I was just thinking,
Mr. Stadmiller with Rents. I stay out of that stuff.
I know. I shouldn't say it, but I just kind of like the term Boomerplex, and it was I thought I could use it here.
I think maybe in both a positive and a negative vein, in terms of the title implications, maybe we ought to call ourselves Aloha America. I don't know.
Aloha America. I like that. You know,
Aloha America.
I rebranded Stormfront Radio the Morning Aloha Report.
Yes.
So you mentioned right before the break.
Okay, you want me to start up? That's a good
idea. Pete Buttigieg is the leading recipient of Jewish money. He gets more Jewish money than any other presidential candidate. Now, and of course, early 2019, the leading recipient was Beto O'Rourke, but when Pete Buttigieg showed up on the scene, he kind of sucked all of the air out of the Beto campaign. Can I say that?
Let's move on.
Okay, move on. All right. Back to you, Mark.
Yes. Okay. Getting beyond Pete and Beto just for a moment, a Likud source, quote-unquote, on Twitter informs me that Jonathan Pollard will be back in Israel for the March elections. That's utterly thrilling. We'll watch to see if that, in fact, happens. Mr. Pollard has been on a status of pardon since 2015, or early release, or whatever you want to call it, from his treasonous activities against the people and government of the United States. But at any rate, Mr. Pollard will be back in Israel for the March elections, according to a source I have on Twitter. We will watch that story. Now, here's one for you, folks. These next few will deal with Israeli surveillance operations. The Times of Israel is reporting that Harvey Weinstein says that he hired the Israeli firm Black Cube for quote-unquote days like this. Harvey is saying that he hired the Israeli firm Black Cube to provide all of the private investigators that were going to be tailing journalists and intimidating witnesses, apparently, in regard to some of Harvey's sexual activities of recent years that involve serious criminal charges. So when it comes to Harvey Weinstein, the Israeli firm Black Cube has now been mentioned by Weinstein as his chief assistant in regard to fighting all of these charges against him. Reuters is reporting that the FBI is investigating the role of the Israeli spyware vendor NSO Group Technology in hacks on American residents and companies, as well as suspected intelligence gathering on different governments. This involves the NSO Group Technologies and something we've mentioned before on this show, which is the name of the spyware, which is called Pegasus. So keep an eye on that story. Whitney Webb at Mint Press has one out there now, a new one entitled How Government and Media Are Prepping America for a Failed 2020. And this gets into the Israelis once again and this Israeli cyber spy operation known as Cyber Reason. So take a look at Whitney Webb on this from Mint Press. It gets into this whole issue. That underscores what Weinstein and the Times of Israel managed to blab a little bit here, as well as the Reuters story on the FBI investigating the role of Israeli spyware vendor NSO Group Technologies and their so-called Pegasus spyware, which has even been linked to the Khashoggi assassination. Publicly, we know not yet what these guys have been up to privately, but it doesn't take much of an imagination to get into the whole question of what is really all behind this. Antiwar.com indicates, and I see this as a positive story, take your own spin on it as you will, but they have voted in the U.S. House to repeal the authorization to use military force in 2002 and try to rein in Donald Trump on the Iran war. Now, this is a very significant vote.
I want clarification. So there was, I guess, the Iraq war authorization was 2002. The Afghanistan right. war authorization was 2001.
It's a separate one, correct?
Okay, let's get into that on the other side of the break.
Very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio. That song is called Thursday, but this is Friday. And Mark, you just brought up the 2002 resolution, which was a pretty contested vote when it happened. I mean, it passed by a large majority with both houses, the Republicans being pretty much united in favor of the war resolutions, and the Democrats being pretty evenly split between ayes and nays in both houses. So it went on with, you know, more or less three quarters support. And that authorized use of force in Iraq. That authorized the Iraq war. But of course, we still have troops in Iraq. And so there's, but there's also this 2001 resolution, which is more the, you know, it's aimed at those who attacked us in 9/11. But we know that Saddam Hussein attacked us on 9/11. That's what George Bush said, and of course Pence is saying that. And the I guess Pence
when the truth of the matter is that all the evidence points to Israel and Saudi-backed Sunni Wahhabic extremists working together in 9/11. That's so, my take on the whole thing, but
so. Can we then assume that 2001 resolution, which authorizes use of force against those who attacked us on 9/11, will be repealed as soon as it becomes public knowledge that Israel was behind it?
Well, you would certainly hope so. And I think the point of it is, ultimately, that both of these AUMFs, or authorizations to use military force, fall far short of the constitutional standard of Article 1, Section 8 of our own Constitution in regard to who it is that declares war. And this gets into the larger issue of the executive usurpation of war powers that the Constitution does not give he or she. that's my editorial remark on this, but the point is that the American public ought to have the sense to see that these authorizations to use military force have basically given a carte blanche to the President of the United States and his neocon Zionist advisors to engage in military hostilities anywhere they want to engage in them at any time and any place. And one of the most outlandish utilizations of this authorization to use military force of 2002 is the notion that Donald Trump had the legal authority to order the assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani on the 3rd of January on the basis of that AUMF.
So and that's the 2002 AUMF?
I believe that's the 2002 AUMF, I believe. And of course,
when you look at this, it took place in Iraq. The assassination took place in Iraq at Baghdad Airport.
Right, which, as Philip Drawley puts it so well, is a breathtaking violation of both the American Constitution and international law. We attack a foreign general with a country that we are not yet at war with legally, even though for all practical intents and purposes, the Trump-Pence neocon Zionist team has done everything short of an overt invasion of that country to initiate hostilities. So I think that's important that be said. Ron Paul, I know, would agree with that statement. But even aside from that, it not only involved the extrajudicial assassination of a foreign general of a country we are not legally and constitutionally at war with, but it also involved that assassination taking place in a third country that we are not at war with, and that we did not consult in any way, shape, or form before we engaged in this premeditated murder on their soil. So with that in mind, I think there are at least a few people in the House of Representatives who have finally gotten the message that this isn't too good an idea for these AUMFs to continue uncurbed and unchecked. And again, I think it's a testimony, as we've said before on this show, to the fact that Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii once again exercised some good leadership and judgment in the House in voting, taking one of the lead people in pushing for this AUMF elimination, its repeal, the one of 2002, and also reining Trump in on what is clearly an attempt on the part of Trump and Pence and Pompeo and Bolton, ironically enough, who is presently at odds with the president in terms of these impeachment hearings, but the likes of Bolton himself, clearly the Israelis and the Israeli lobby, and wanting to involve this country in a wider war with Iran, which has been a part of the entire Wesley Clark scenario, entire scenario that was first envisioned in 1996 by the Project for the New American Century in regard to its position paper issued under the name The Strategy for Securing the Realm. This has been an Israeli operation all the way, secondarily with an assist from the Saudis, but primarily Israel in regard to the bigger picture of greater Israel in destroying nation states in the Middle East that are not going along with Zionist policy and that potentially could arise very quickly over some period of time as a legitimate check to Israeli power in that region. That clearly was Saddam Hussein's Iraq prior to its destruction. This is clearly the case now with Iran, where the Israelis understand that Iran is a significant regional player with a significant military capability, and that the Israelis want them destroyed so that the ultimate game plan of a greater Israel stretching from the Nile River to the Tigris and Euphrates rivers might be realized. This is my reading of all of this. And so when we talk about getting rid of these illegitimate uses of military force and these bogus AUMFs, it isn't too big a step from that point to acknowledge who it is that has been the primary factor in getting this country into these wars. And that's Israel and the Israeli lobby in the country. And, of course, that's an editorial remark on my part. Wanted to mention Idlib province. A lot of activity going on there. Syria is trying to mop up in Idlib province to remove any remaining vestige of Sunni Wahhabic terrorist presence in that region of Syria. Fort Russ is reporting that Turkey is continuing to help these terrorists conduct false flag chemical attacks. That is a charge that is being made by Fort Russ, and we will keep our eye on that story. But the long and the short of it is, of course, that the neocons and the Zionists are smarting over having been checked so effectively by President Assad in Syria and his Syrian Arab army, with an assist, of course, clearly from President Putin in Russia. This throws a monkey wrench into the plans of the neocons and the Zionists to destroy the so-called Shia Crescent, stretching from Iran and Syria on into southern Lebanon with Hezbollah. So all of this bears watching, but this circumstance in Syria is not yet a done deal. Watch ongoingly for these military operations that are presently taking place in Idlib province. Lou Rockwell has a story today. I know this will interest you, Dr. Slattery. Craig Murray, the former British ambassador, reports something that we've believed for a long time, but he gets into the details. He says, Ambassador Murray says, that the FBI is lying about Seth Rich, 185. I'm not yet sure because I haven't read the article as to what 185 designates, but clearly Craig Murray, the former British ambassador, says that the FBI is lying about Seth Rich. Scott Ritter of the American Conservative reports that no, Iran won't have a nuclear bomb in a handful of months. But Ritter goes on to say that in terms of current American policy, we are engaging in a situation that is designed to remove much of our capability up to this point in regard to keeping an eye on Iranian activities.
Scott Ritter, of course, was the weapons inspector before the Iraq war, who then became very outspoken about the idea that there were weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly. And before we dive into the deal of the century, both Russian Faith, that's Father Joseph Gleason's site, and Russia Insider, Charles Bousman's site, are reporting that Father Gleason, the editor of Russian Faith, was blocked from Facebook for posting an article critical of sodomy. So once again, Zuckerberg is at work at Facebook, and I read Russian Faith with some regularity. It's a totally responsible site, quite subdued from the kind of razor edge stuff that we might do here. But that having been said, I think we need to dive back in very briefly to the so-called deal of the century.
We'll leave Mark Zuckerberg's pro-sodomy agenda behind, and let's move forward.
To the deal of the century, if that's moving forward, yes.
Or as Lenny from California referred to it yesterday, the steal of the century.
Yes, or as I put it on Twitter, if you like the deal of the century, this is the equivalent of what it would be like for a Palestinian to be offered a bowl of bat soup and a one-way trip to Wuhan province in China, all expenses paid. This thing is a total
might be better for him, might be better for his health than staying where he is, though, frankly, after all of this.
Well, that could be, but nonetheless, as we get into this deal of the century, it's quite obvious for any intelligent person who reads about this so-called deal, that it is a Trump-Kushner-Bibi fraud, that this is exactly what Omar Karmi has said at the Electronic Intifada today, which is being run as the lead story on antiwar.com. Trump's win-win plan hands everything to Israel, and that's basically what it does. You will continue to see the ongoing usurpation of the so-called occupied West Bank by Israeli settlers. You will continue to see Israel being reaffirmed in this notion that East Jerusalem is also theirs. And suffice it to say that it's just more of the same from my own reading. And at this particular juncture, it's not simply a moral question. And I have said this to Americans who don't necessarily understand the morality of this in regard to what's happened to the Palestinians since the late 1940s. But I simply say to them, do you want to lose your life or the lives of your sons and daughters in a war to support this deal of the century? Because this so-called deal of the century in conjunction with such incredible actions on the part of the president, including the extrajudicial assassination of General Qasem Soleimani of Iran back on the 3rd of January, guarantee that the United States is going to get even further involved militarily in this quagmire in the Middle East, and a lot more American lives will be lost, not simply those innocent people on the other side who will also lose their lives, courtesy of the greater Israel crowd. That's my take on this so-called deal of the century. I think it's a travesty. I think it's a joke. And this really seems to be the icing on the cake in terms of my own evaluation that Trump is not an America First man in truth, that Trump has talked America first. But my own editorialization on this is that his presidency, in my view, can be legitimately defined as an Israel first policy. And that makes it all the more ironic, as you and I have noted on this show before, Dr. Slattery, in regard to the amount of Jewish front people who are pushing the impeachment of Donald Trump in the House and trying to get him convicted in the Senate. What else can he give Israel, folks, other than agreeing to hand them the continental United States, which in many respects they already control economically and politically, in regard to our national security establishment being a surrogate for their Israeli Mossad and providing surrogate troops for Israel's wars in the region. So this to me is the most disturbing event yet as far as the Donald Trump presidency. And when you start seeing the direct involvement of Kushner in this, and who Kushner, by the way, made some incredible remarks today that were published. And those remarks involved a mentioning of the Palestinians as largely a worthless people. I want to make sure that I quote this correctly. This comes to us via Vanity Fair. Jared Kushner says that Palestinians have never done anything right in their sad, pathetic lives. Kushner, the first son-in-law, has warned Palestinians not to, quote-unquote, screw up this opportunity at peace that he's so graciously given to them. Now, this is absolutely incredible stuff, folks, that the boy prince of New Jersey is coming at the Palestinians this way and asking the American people as a whole to buy this garbage, because it's going to be nothing more than more American lives and American money and American suffering ahead, not to mention all of the innocent people that represent constituencies that we've already committed crimes against. And I'm speaking of the Palestinians, the people of Gaza, the people of Libya, the people of Syria, the people of Afghanistan and Iraq, and quite shortly, the people of Iran, above and beyond what we have already done to them, that falls, in my view, in the criminal category. So again, I'm editorializing. You're listening to Mark Dankoff's voice at this point, but my voice is being echoed by many, many more people who know a lot more about the region than I do. This stinks, and I'm incredibly disturbed at the number of so-called conservatives in the Republican Party who have been co-opted by the war party and who have been co-opted by Zionism and Christian Zionism, and who are pursuing an agenda that is not designed to make America great again. It's an agenda that ultimately is designed to destroy the American Republic in any semblance of the word.
Well, you know, the post-Robert Taft Republican Party, I mean, there were a few, I guess, principled anti-war people, maybe Connecticut Governor, what was his name, Weikert. There was a few anti-war people, a senator from Oregon, not Packard, but the other one. I can't remember his name. Maybe, but anyway, I can't remember the names. There are so few and far between. But you know, the Republican Party from the Vietnam War, pretty much through these Zio wars, has been the war party. To the extent there was opposition, it was more from the Democratic Party, and that vote for the use of military force, authorization of use of military force in 2002, to the extent there was opposition, it was coming from the Democratic Party. Now, of course, things have flipped, and the Democrats even though their base isn't really pro-war, but their base has just been so dumbed down that they don't even think about war. They're thinking about tranny rights and I guess global warming. But what they've forgotten is that you know, war can really destroy things overnight, whereas global warming would take about 12 years to end the world. So I think they've lost their priorities.
I agree, and both the right, the establishment right and left in this country, folks, seem to be on the same page on this, and it's not in your interest or mine.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Back to the show. So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to pose a question to you, Mark.
Sure.
So the deal of the century is basically the generous offer 2.0, and the difference is that the deal of the century might be a little bit more transparent, because the generous offer of 21 years ago when Ehud Barak, the Israeli prime minister, and Yasser Arafat went to Camp David with President Clinton, and was Epstein there? I'm not sure if Jeffrey Epstein was there, but but you know, it was supposedly such a generous deal, but the details really resembled a lot of the details today, except I'm sure they're even worse now. But you know, the main characteristics of both of these deals, so-called deals, offers, was that Israel would control all of the Palestinian borders. It would control all the airspace.
And the security being provided.
Right. Yes. And so the Palestinians, they might have a police force, but they couldn't have a military. They would be – so and people have compared this to, you know, the Bantustans of the Grand Apartheid Scheme. Although, in fairness, the South Africans never bombed the Bantustans. They never tried to surround them and deprive them of medicine and electricity and whatnot. So it's not really the best comparison. But the one thing is, the one similarity is that the Bantustan scheme, it chopped up too many of these Bantustans into this contiguous little patches of land, and they weren't viable as states. Transkei may have been, but the other ones weren't. And in the end, you wound up having, because the purpose was the same. The purpose was to have the undesired parts of the population deprived of citizenship and given a different citizenship in fictional states. And it worked out really badly for everybody the way it worked out. But at any rate, that's the point of this Palestinian state, is to deprive Palestinians of any real statehood. So you just have a nominal state. They don't get citizenship. But if it's so unworkable, just as the Grand Apartheid Bantustans were unworkable, then by default, what's going to happen? And this is what Ali Abu Nima, the founder of Electronic Intifada, has been calling for years, is one state where you... Now, initially, of course, the one state, the Palestinians would be second, third, fifth class citizens. But would it be easier for the Palestinians to gain international support when they are in a one state where they are fifth class citizens of Israel than where they have a fig leaf state? What do you think?
Well, I think you could certainly make that argument, and I think in terms of demographics, it would be important to note that over time, the Palestinians would eventually vault into being the population majority in such a one-state situation. I think one of the chief things that one can say about this so-called deal of the century is that it has exposed for all time the fraud, the absolute fraud of the so-called two-state solution, which involves ongoing Israeli land theft at the same time that the Palestinians would get nothing more than a few isolated Bantustans, as you put it, using the South African model. Not to mention the American wars that are going to continue in the Middle East because of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much more to talk about, but unfortunately we're out of time. I hope to carry on this conversation again with you sometime soon next week.
Very good, sir.
And I'll be back again with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.